News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
As market rents rose yet again for the third quarter of 2024. It's the 15th consecutive quarter in which rents nationwide have increased, according to the new Daft rental report published this morning. Ronan Lyons, economist at Trinity College Dublin, author of that report. It's a bit of Groundhog Day here, Ronan. Talk us through the findings.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, in some ways it's business as usual in the rental market. Very strong demand and very weak supply combining to push rents up. We see that in particular in somewhere like Limerick City, where rents are up almost 20% year on year. But it's not the only place seeing double-digit increases. Although in terms of what's different now to 3 or 6 months ago, in general, most places in the country are seeing inflation and rents cool down a little bit. A big exception to that is Dublin, which it looks like it's actually catching up with the rest of the country. Rent has been closer to stable there over the last 12 to 18 months, but inflation is now picking up again in the capital.
Do we know why that is?
Ultimately, it comes down to supply. So over the last 18 months or so, there has been a wave of new apartments for the rental market opened in the capital, about 9,000 apartments. Finished in the capital last year, for example, most of those would have ended up in the rental market. And it wasn't really the case anywhere else in the country. So that was why last year we were talking about very little rental inflation in Dublin and a lot elsewhere. But that phase of new construction in the rental sector is really coming to an end. It's not going to end overnight. It's sort of trickling to an end. But that will mean that in a city, in a market, indeed in a country that needs lots of new rental homes, there's nowhere really getting those rental homes. So Dublin will see the same upward pressure that the rest of the country has. I guess there's a silver lining here, which is that even though it's coming to an end, it is clear proof that extra supply will help. So the new government will be able to look at the evidence from the last few years of rental market and know that new supply is the answer, not some of the other things that they've tried.
I'm curious, why is that? Why are we currently at a point where that wave of new building is ending? Surely we need an ongoing wave.
Yeah, so one of the challenges in the housing system is that new supply takes a long time to come on stream from project through to completion, or from planning rather through to completion. It can take a number of years. So a lot of the apartments that have been finished, say 2022, 23, 24, they were originally proposed in 2018, 2019, 2020. So you're talking kind of like a 4 or 5 year lag. If we go back to what was happening in 2018, 19, and indeed even into 2020, that was causing these proposals. Part of it was a different international environment, especially for investors and for finance. And so there is a kind of a macroeconomic picture there that has changed with the return of inflation, this kind of wall of capital looking for, say, residential projects is no longer there, at least it's not there in the same way.
Okay, just before I get to my final question, just bring us up to speed. Average rent in Dublin, average rent nationwide currently?
Yeah, and these are open market rents. The average rent of the open market in Dublin now is just shy of €2,500 a month. That's up from about 1900 a month just before COVID hit. The nationwide average is about 1950 a month, and that's up from about 1350 a month just before COVID. And if you look outside Dublin, because the Dublin figure obviously drags it up, it's about 1650 a month.
Okay. Just going back to what you said about the current government not incentivizing rental development to the same extent, was that because of a perception that vulture funds were making a killing here? Did that change the perception? Is that why it moved away from that?
Yeah, in short, it was a political rather than economic reasoning. I think we'd moved from vultures to a different kind of bird. I think we were called cuckoo funds. These were European savers that were willing to put their money in to build new Irish rental homes. I'm old enough to remember, you're probably old enough to remember too, 10 or 15 years ago, people giving out about mom and pop landlords, and we wanted professional European landlords. That happened, but then there were one or two political issues, and then all of a sudden it was no longer, it was kind of persona non grata.
So I suppose I get you. So what I'm getting at, do we need to be careful about the kind of emotive language we use in relation to the housing market? Because it has a knock-on effect, and people do talk about vulture funds and so on in a pejorative way.
Yeah, I think language is important. I think the other thing that's important, especially if we do want the investment in new rental housing, is certainty around the regulatory framework. The other thing that changed a lot is, if you go back to 2018, 2019, there were rent controls and they were capped at 4% increases per year. That's perfectly a reasonable set of controls if you look at other European countries. But we now have a system that guarantees that rents will fall in real terms, adjusting for inflation over the long run. That's not a way to encourage new investment in rental
housing. Rent controls don't work, is that what you're saying? Rent caps.
The manner of rent controls is very important. And I think the changes have been somewhat blithe in that they've been like, oh, we'll just change it and make it stricter and that won't have any knock-on consequences. But it has had consequences in terms of we are utterly reliant, as a small country, we're utterly reliant on the savings of other people in order to build the homes we need of whatever kind, rental, owner-occupied, social, okay, over the next 20, 30 years. And that's, for me, it's not that all rent controls are bad, it's that the nature of rent controls matters. We need to think a little bit more about that, and as you say, about the language we use.
We leave it there. Ronan Lyons, economist at Trinity College Dublin, author of that DAFT report. Thank you for talking to News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.